agrees to extend a 72-hour ceasefire with Palestinians in the Gaza. Second Ebola death in Nigeria. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Israel's agreed to extend a 72-hour ceasefire in the Gaza Strip due to expire Friday. Israeli officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, did not specify how long the new ceasefire would last. Hamas has yet to respond. Israel and Hamas delegates have been holding indirect talks in Cairo aimed at extending the truce after almost a month of devastating violence. There remains a sense of uncertainty on both sides of the border as civilians face the daunting task of trying to rebuild their lives. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Thousands of Palestinians who fled for safer ground in Gaza are now returning home, only to find that there are no homes to return to. I could not recognize my house, said this Palestinian, standing on a pile of rubble. I cannot believe my eyes, he said. I am shocked. The United Nations says about 60,000 Palestinians have lost their homes in Gaza. Infrastructure such as electricity, running water, and sewage treatment have been severely damaged. It will take years to rebuild at an estimated cost of at least $6 billion. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
On the Israeli side, many residents are afraid to return home. They say their biggest fear is that heavily armed Palestinian gunmen could tunnel into their communities and carry out a massacre or take hostages. Fighting left more than 1,800 Palestinians dead, mostly civilians. 67 Israelis, including 3 civilians, were also killed. The World Health Organization will convene an ethics panel next week to discuss whether the experimental drug ZMapp should be given to some Ebola patients across West Africa. 2 American medical missionaries who contracted the Ebola virus in Liberia appear to be showing signs of improvement after doses of the experimental serum in recent days. The Ebola outbreak showed new signs of spreading in Nigeria Wednesday, with the country's second patient dying from the virus. Heather Murdoch has details.
Officials say a nurse who treated Nigeria's first Ebola patient 2 weeks ago died Tuesday of the disease. The 5 other patients are now in isolation at a hospital in Lagos. They're all health workers that treated Patrick Sawyer, a Liberian-American who flew into Nigeria from Liberia with the disease and died on July 25th. Nigerian Minister of Health Onabuchi Chukwu says the government is establishing a 24-hour-a-day Ebola command center and trying to prepare hospitals around the country in case the disease continues to spread. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
Saudi Arabia's official news agency reports a suspected Ebola patient died in Jeddah Wednesday. The man came down with symptoms after a business trip to Sierra Leone. President Obama and African leaders have opened talks on expanding trade, improving security, and strengthening government accountability across Africa. Discussions are part of a 3-day summit in Washington involving about 50 African heads of state and government. NATO was warning that Russia could send troops into eastern Ukraine under the guise of a peacekeeping operation. The Western military alliance says Russia has increased its troops along the Ukrainian border in recent days, bringing the total to around 20,000, along with a large number of tanks, infantry, special forces, and aircraft. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says that the threat of Russian intervention in Ukraine has risen over the past few days. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree banning or limiting imports of agricultural products from countries that have placed sanctions on Russia. Mr. Putin did not specify particular products in his decree. A U.S. drone strike killed at least 5 militants in Pakistan's turbulent northwest. 2 missiles hit a village in North Waziristan, a stronghold of al-Qaeda and Taliban-linked fighters near the Afghan border. A European space probe ended a decade-long race across the solar system to become the first spacecraft to rendezvous with a comet. The European Space Agency's Rosetta spacecraft entered into orbit 100 kilometers above the surface of the comet 67P, Wednesday, at a distance of more than 400 million kilometers from Earth. Rosetta will escort Comet 67P for the next year and observe it as it heads toward the sun. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.